Medical Officer Dr. Simone Kizer Beach says the Ministry of Health continues to see a steady decrease in the number of COVID-19 cases locally and in most Caribbean countries. She, however, notes that they continue to pay close attention to the increase in cases in countries like the United Kingdom and China.
These low numbers are consistent with what we are seeing in most of the other Caribbean countries. But we note with concern that there have been reports of increases in cases in the UK, in China, and in some other countries around the world. And so for us to keep our numbers down, because you remember what happens when cases rise outside of St. Vincent, persons enter, and we can have new strains or new cases coming in, and that can lead to increased cases here again. That's why we are insisting in continuing the protocols for entry in terms of unvaccinated persons. If you're coming into St. Vincent, you must quarantine, because we know that persons who are unvaccinated are more likely to be infected with COVID and they are more likely to pass it on to somebody else. So we're going to keep those protocols going. For the vaccinated persons, you still must enter with a test, whether it's a 24-hour rapid antigen or a 72-hour PCR test. You must come in with those.
Chief Medical Officer Dr. Simone Kizer Beach. Regionally, Minister of Local Government in Jamaica, Desmond McKenzie, is warning Jamaicans that in the midst of the removal of all the measures under the Disaster Risk Management Act, they are still responsible for preventing the spread of COVID-19. Since March 18th, when it became effective for the orders under the Disaster Risk Management Act to be withdrawn, numerous parties have been held where hundreds of Jamaicans have been partying and socializing without masks and social distancing, which they are being warned about as the nation continues to recover. Internationally, the UK's COVID-19 lockdown appears to have had a massive impact on stomach bugs, slashing outbreaks by more than half in England during the first 6 months of the pandemic. Data shows that far fewer people suffered vomiting and diarrhea than usual. Public health experts say in a new article published by the BMJ Open that people staying at home, mixing less and washing their hands will have had an impact. Routine surveillance in England shows the number of outbreaks caused by the winter vomiting bug norovirus has increased in recent weeks, although they are still below the 5-year average or usual level for this time of year. I'm Yolande Richards with today's COVID-19 update.